So, hey friends, we are back with another interesting topic. But before that, I want to clarify that this topic is quite different from other topics, because we actually make topics such as historical movements or more such things. But the main theme of this topic is racism. So, what is racism? The racism creates the superiority and inferiority. Means that if you are black, there are different seats for you. If you are white, there are different seats for you. It happens in India, it happened in India and many other countries. But what if I tell you it happens in a developed country like the United States, United Kingdom? So, this is a story of a Hindu girl. A Hindu girl who is a middle class girl. But due to her talent, her examinations and her certificates, she got admission in Oxford University in UK. Later, she became the student union's president. But the main twist of story comes here. She was just made to resign, or she resigned after 5 days. So what happened? So we are going to speak about this topic, because this topic is not so planned and effective. This topic is recent. So, friends, let's get started. So, the main character of our story, Rashmi Samant, a Hindu girl who was born and grown up in India. Later, with many struggles and many difficult calamities, she went to Oxford University with her scholarships. But friends, she was the only girl in his belonging family to go to foreign institutes. And not just that, being an Indian, being a foreigner in that country of UK, she was elected as the president of Students' Union of Oxford, the first Indian. So, many more Indians have elected in Students' Oxford Union, but this was the first lady. So, what happened to her? So, her campaign was mainly described as environmental change. She just wanted to throw out all the factories, means not in that sense, but to bring a renewable energy, a eco-friendly energy. So that's not just the topic. First of all, when she got elected, many people were happy in India and maybe in UK. But at same time, some people were not happy. They started taking actions against Rashmi Samant. And not just that, but the Oxford banned his Twitter account. The Oxford just wanted to cut connections of his social media. And what reason has Oxford given to remove her is that before 5-6 years, there was a post on her Instagram page with Lord Ram, the great King Ram of India, and Oxford said that this post was posted when the Muslim mosque was taken, what means abolished. So, is it really true? Do you think? Senseless. Just, I got the word, senseless. What is happening? In the developed countries like UK, you are supporting racism. And how can we just improve the conditions of neighboring countries and our country too, if such developed countries are behaving like this? So, Rashmi also claimed that the United Kingdom students have not taught that what British colonizers did to India, what British colonizers looted, or they were just portrayed as heroes, as a big ideal, a big general. Yes, Winston Churchill is called the savior of UK, but he killed the 3 million people in Bengal. For what? He created a famine. He just exported all that food, all that grains to his country and gave it to the soldiers. And due to this, 3 million people of Bengal died just because of scarcity of food. Now, India was the biggest exporter of food, but still Winston Churchill made this famine. And if you are thinking that, he did because of that Hitler and all. What Hitler did to India? He did nothing. He just fought for his Germany and conquer Europe. What he did to us? First thing that what Hitler did to us, Hitler didn't did a single thing to us. Instead, he set up the Azad Hind Fauj and helped Subhash Chandra Bose. So Hitler is good for India, I thought. This is my point of view. You have full right to criticize me. I'll give link of comments in below. You can whole and soul criticize me. But if I am not wrong, you shouldn't criticize me. Okay? Many people comment that you don't speak good English or fluent English. I want to tell those people that, man, I first read the podcast description. This podcast is just meant for the Indian glory, which has been just stubborn and is under pressure of colonizers from various different countries. And that colonizers just rewritten the Indian history. It's not the point. I am telling the true history of India. And because I want to spread it on large, I'm speaking in English. So, the motto of this podcast is that racism is a bad thing. Nobody should follow it. And if someone is following it, just point out on him and just tell him that you are wrong. If you want to comment down below, suggest anything to me, I'll give the link in description. So, thank you. And to have more such podcasts, please subscribe to our channel, Motivational Guruji.